This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, friends. This is our final Shir on Nedarim. Actually, we still have to do a Neon Shir on Sadi Aleph. But I had to share this with you before Tisha B'Av. Part of it you know, but the added addition is so out of this world. It's Kedai Ein Beis HaMedrash B'li Chedosh. We pointed out when we learned it, we pointed out in a Wednesday night Shir on Parshas Matas Maseh, that in Nedarim on Dav Zayin, when the Gemara brought a Shaila, and the Gemara leaves the Shaila standing, instead of using the word Teku, the Gemara says Tiboilach. Remember that? We spoke it out. Toysu says, Tiboilach is Kamoi Teku, Toysu says. V'lashon Nedarim Mishuna. The Lashon of Nedarim is different. In the Wednesday night Shir, we explained that Nedarim is the Sharnun, Nundar. That's why the Masechta ends with the final Nun. It begins with Kal 50, it ends with the final Nun. Nedarim is a Shar Nun. Nedarim, it's like Eliyahu is here already. So if Eliyahu is here, you're not going to say Teku, Tishbi, Yitaritz, Kushias, Rabbayas. He's here. Don't say, when Eliyahu comes, he'll answer. He's here. Tiboilach. Ask, now ask him. That's what we said. Let's add to that. The Zohar HaKadosh says in the Raya Mehemna, on Parshat Tzav, when Shas says Teku, it means something's missing. If you don't have an answer, something's missing. What's missing? You don't have Tikun. Teku means you're lacking Tikun. Tikun means rectification, fulfillment, whole. Teku means something's lacking. You're lacking Tikun. The Ben Ish Chai writes in his drashas for Parsha Zohar, in his sefer Ben Ish Chayel, you know what Teku is missing? It's missing the Shar Nun. Teku is missing the Shar Nun. Okay? Now, the punchline you should have already chapped already. But says Rav Nachman of Breslov in Likutei Maran, Ois Reish Mem Zayin, well, where is the Nun? Where did it go? If Teku is missing a Nun, where did it go? So the Nun gets bent over. So Tikun becomes Kinnis. The Nun gets bent over. The long Nun becomes bent over. Kinnus means you're missing Eliyahu. The Teku is a hidden Nun. The Tikun, the Rav Nachman of Breslov says, the Tikun, the Nun becomes a Nun Kefufa, and it's read Kinnus. Anyway, the punchline should be obvious. It's not just you can't say Teku because Eliyahu's here. What's Teku missing? It's missing the Nun. But Nedarim is the Nun. So how could you possibly say Teku in Nedarim? It's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh. So it's the one Masechta that doesn't say Teku. I mean, it's Mamish Matan Min HaShamayim. Tosis just says, Lashay Nedarim Mishuna. But what we're learning is, it's not just the meaning of the Teku is not applicable. It's that the word Teku, the Zohar says, is Chosar Tikun. The Ben Ish Chai explains it's missing the Shar Nun. Well, how many times have we said already? That is Masechta Nedarim. So what's Kinnus? Kinnus is we're Mekoinein, we're missing the Shar Nun. The whole Kinnus is we're missing the Shar Nun. In your Zuchus, Hashem just sent me an amazing Matan. You ready? So kinnus is we're missing the Shar Nun. You go to the kinnus on the Crusades, and in the kinnus we say, who's going to explain Masechta Nedarim to us? You know we say that in the kinnus? We don't say who's going to explain Masechta Megillah, who's going to explain Masechta Sanhedrin, who's going to explain. Those Masechtas, you only have to have the Shar Memtes. We can understand them. Who's going to explain Nedarim? Because if we're saying kinnus, we're missing what? The Nun. We're missing the Nun. You can't understand Masechta Nedarim. So the theme of Kinnus, the Iker lament of Kinnus, is who's going to explain Masechta Nedarim to us? It happens to be in the same line. It says, and who will explain Naziros? Who will explain Nazir? So maybe there must be some similarity. There must be an element of the Shar Nun in Nazir. But that's a good Hoysafa, and that's a good link from Masechta Nedarim to Masechta Nadir. It says, Yefarish lanu nedarim, and who's going to explain naziros? So, in the past, we've explained from Rav Soloveitchik that the reason we're lamenting nedarim is because when Rashi died, he didn't write on nedarim, and there were no balei toisus to rise up to explain nedarim because of the Crusades. That's the practical reason why we're lamenting nobody could explain nedarim, because the Rishonim were killed out. But now we're saying the whole idea of kinos is we're in a world of teiku, we're in a world of missing the sharnun. So if you're missing the sharnun, the mesechta that we lament, we can't understand, is who's going to explain mesechta nedarim to us? Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much for joining. Echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamit. Ovad shechavin li b'lashmaim. Shkoyach, kol tov. Good night, thanks.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.